New Orleans native Lolis Eric Eli is a writer, journalist, documentary filmmaker, and food historian who may be best known for his work as staff writer for Tremé, the HBO drama set in post-Katrina New Orleans. His new book, Tremé, Stories and Recipes from the Heart of New Orleans, carries the same name, but it stands firmly on its own with a unique mix of New Orleans history and a celebration of the eclectic and inventive culinary spirit that continues to thrive and evolve. The book contains 100 heritage and contemporary recipes, and on Monday, August 12th at 12:30, you can taste for yourself with a Tremé-inspired luncheon menu at Meridian Restaurant in Winston-Salem. Lolis spoke with me by phone from his home in New Orleans.
A big part of what has happened in New Orleans cuisine in recent decades is the influence of the Cajun community and the Cajun tradition. Mind you, Cajun country in Louisiana is southwest Louisiana, and depending on exactly where you're going, an hour or two from New Orleans. And this is largely rural food. Mind you, the Cajuns and the Creoles share the same emblematic dishes, the red beans and rice and gumbo and so forth. But the Cajun influence has reinfused some other Louisiana ingredients into New Orleans cuisine. Additionally, what you have is a rich range of contributions from Africa, from Europe, from the Caribbean to create New Orleans cuisine, with the new infusion of Asian immigrants from Vietnam mostly, and of Latino immigrants largely from Guatemala and Honduras. You have these peoples reinfusing New Orleans cuisine with their influence. So you will often go to a restaurant that is not a Vietnamese restaurant by any stretch and find their version of pho, the Vietnamese soup, or their incorporation of fish sauce or other Vietnamese ingredients. Similarly, tacos are now big in New Orleans. What's interesting to me is that whereas other communities can talk about the ethnic influences in their cuisine and their culture, they're able to differentiate them and say, well, that's the German section, that's the Polish section. In New Orleans, on the plate, it really would be impossible to divide it between which influences came from Africa, which from Europe, which from the Caribbean. For the past couple of hundred years, we've all been cooking together and creating cuisine together.
I want to talk about this menu because evidently Meridian Restaurant, a local restaurant here in Winston-Salem, on Monday the 12th is going to celebrate the release of your book, Tremé, Stories and Recipes from the Heart of New Orleans. And Chef Mark Groman is going to prepare a menu inspired by the book. And I guess you're going to be on hand to chat up some guests and sign books, which are also going to be available there. I like the thought that goes into designing a really compelling menu and, of course, the skill that's needed to pull it off. For the non-professional chef, I'm wondering what needs to go right, say, to pull off this first item here. It looks like it's oysters on the half shell with yuzu mignonette. What is a yuzu mignonette, and what needs to go right to make that really, you know, fly off the palate?
Well, what you really get is a dialogue between the traditional French mignonette, which is a sort of vinegar-based sauce that you use over raw oysters, plus yuzu, which is an Asian citrus fruit, kind of like a Meyer lemon, but also with its own distinct flavor. Plus, you get the fact that y'all are on the coast of North Carolina, so you get traditional oysters from the area. And so it's a mixing of all of those things, which is, again, the story of contemporary New Orleans cuisine.
Writer, journalist, documentary filmmaker, and food historian Lolis Eric Eli. On Monday, August 12th at 12:30, you can chat with Lolis in person about his new book, Tremé, Stories and Recipes from the Heart of New Orleans, and sample from the Tremé-inspired lunch menu at Meridian Restaurant in Winston-Salem. Oysters on the half shell, chicory-glazed Manchester Farms quail with charred, creamy Anson Mill grits, and much more. Dinner's $35, and you'll find links to more information and my complete interview with Lolis at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.